right. So, I'm going to give you some more information about my chastity challenge. Now, I want you to understand that this is a 30-day challenge. It is 30 days of not orgasming. You're making that sacrifice for me. And 30 days sounds like a lot. It is a lot for some of you. For others, it's, you know, a blink. The idea of this challenge is I didn't want to make something that you only didn't touch for 30 days, because where the fuck is the fun in that? If you're not suffering a little bit, it's just not so much fun for me. I need you to be suffering a little bit, to be having a little bit of difficulty controlling yourself, and yeah, I like when you start barking or whatever kind of primal sort of noises start coming out of your body as you progress through the days. So, like I said, it's 30 days. It is not impossible. Those of you who are inexperienced to chastity may find it, well, rather difficult. 30 days is long. It's those of you who are not new, you'll eat. It's like not an issue. 30 days is those who are into long term chastity, because there are those that consider being chaste for 3 or 4 days to be impressive. I'm not one of those people. I'm not impressed with your ability to not come for 3 days. That doesn't impress me. So the idea here is that it's 30 days. You are sacrificing that orgasm for me for the next 30 days. You will not use your orgasms to fall asleep. You will not use them to wake up. You are giving away 30 days. You are giving away complete control of that cock over to me. And from this point onwards, I'm going to refer to it as my cock, because it fucking belongs to me at this point. Over the next 30 days, I am going to determine how, when, for how long that cock gets any attention, if any. No, it'll get attention. The whole point in this, it was not that it won't get attention or that it'll be ignored. So I don't want it to be ignored. I don't, because if it's ignored, it's not as much fun. There's no suffering. There's no whimpering. There's no, oh my God, God has helped me, please. I can't handle it anymore. And I like those noises. I like those beggings. So 30 days. Now, in order to not become this crazy monotonous, you know, you can have 3 strokes every day at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, I'm not doing that. I divide it up. Each day will have its own unique challenge. So not only is it a challenge over the next 30 days, each day represents a certain challenge. I divided the challenges up into 5 categories, mainly because I like a little variability. Those who know me quite well know I have a tendency to be a little bit all over the place with all the things, and I like it that way. I like to switch things up a bit. At the same time, I like order. So I like ordered chaos. It's kind of, but yeah, anyway, ordered chaos. So the 5 categories that I've put everything into is each person will have their own that they like the most and they like the least. I tried to kind of create something that was more for everyone, because I don't have time to do 30 days of chastity with many individuals at one time, because it can be very time consuming. And by creating it this way, you will have some kind of one-on-one attention, and each day will be different. And you don't need to get in touch with me. I mean, you'll want to, because, yeah, you'll want to, because I'm fucking fantastic. But you won't be needing me to know what you're going to do that day, because I'm going to tell you. And so the five categories, I'm all over the place. See, I like being all over the place. My five categories, you're going to have six of each challenge. Six of each category. So the first one is a stroke challenge. Now, I want you to imagine this kind of like as a push-up challenge in a way. It's the number of strokes you're going to have that day. These can be broken up. I'll explain each day. Will have its own like further explanation, but I'm just going to give you an overview. So these can be broken up throughout the day. I don't want you stopping until you've either hit that edge or you've reached the number of strokes that I've told you to do. Those are the only really conditions behind this, these stroke challenges. You can touch however you like. You can do it whenever you want. It can take you 30 seconds or it can take you an hour, or it can be several installments of 30 seconds, provided you're on the edge by the time you're finished. So that's the, those are the stroke challenges. The other kind of category would be time challenges. So this is a specific amount of time in which I want you stroking for. Ideally, you would be doing these strokes, this time frame within one go. So obviously, if I give you a time frame of like 30 seconds, it's a lot easier than 30 minutes. Well, depends where you are in your chased experience. I think if you're towards the end, it would be a lot easier to do half an hour than 30 seconds because anyway, whatever. So these are time frames. You are allowed to touch however you like. You are allowed to use whatever pace. I am letting you set your own pace. And my only kind of rules behind that is the amount of time that you're doing it for, the fact that you will not be coming. There is no orgasming for the next 30 days. And for some of them, I kind of restrict what you're allowed to be looking at during that that time frame. So, yeah, I don't want you watching things that I wouldn't want you watching. So I will determine what you can watch and what you can't. And unless I specifically say what you can and cannot watch, you can do whatever you want. You can put on your big girl panties and make a decision. The next kind of category that I'm going to give you is a technique. Now, the idea is you can go with whatever frequency you want during that day, whatever amount of time you want during that day. But the only way that you are allowed to touch is the way in which I fucking tell you. So you'll get hand positions, probably your body positions for some of them, how you're sitting, how you're laying down, things like that, which hand you can use. Generally, I'll speak to right or left, but that's mainly for people who are right dominant. So if I say right hand and you are left-handed, it might work better with your left hand. This is the only exception to following my rules is dominant hand versus your non-dominant hand. It's not your submissive hand. Anyway, whatever, dominant hand. So just a couple of language things, and that's about it. The fourth category is a combo. So these take in time, number of strokes, as well as technique. So basically, on those days, I fucking own you more than I do on the other days, because I determine how long, how many strokes, I set the pace, I tell you how you can touch. It is all up to me. And I won't necessarily use the technique that you heard the previous, and with the previous challenge. So you will have to pay attention to the challenge. I'm going to try to make them a little bit more simple because I'm not ready to do a crazy advance. This is my first 30-day kind of general challenge. So it won't be as super advanced as like the technique days, But it'll be challenging nonetheless. And the final category is, I'm calling them a no category. Basically, it means you are not to touch. And that's not to say you are not to feel anything. It just means you are not to touch with your hands. I will either give you other things to be touching with, different sensations, and things like that. So that kind of sums up. This is sort of, as you can tell by all my ums, I didn't really plan this sort of introduction out. So, and I'm one of those people that if I have to plan it, then it's going to sound all crazy rehearsed probably. So I'm giving you this with all the ums and ahs, and just be lucky you get to hear my voice. And so good luck on your challenge. I would like you to keep a diary or a journal of how you're feeling. If I'm not speaking to you every day during this challenge, some of you, I'm sure I will be. But I would like you to keep sort of a journal, a challenge diary, if you will, a chastity diary. I've written about chastity diaries before, what kind of information you should keep in them. And I'd really like one for this. It'll be great feedback for future chastity challenges and things like that. So if you can do that for me, and you will do that for me because I asked you. And so good luck over the next 30 days. And I guess à bientôt is in order here.